the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. What? Yes, here, right here. This is the spot. This is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Today, another incredible guest, Barbara Callan. She comes to us by way of Australia, but born and raised in New Zealand. We're going to ask her about the land down under and all of the wonderful work that she's doing in education and mentoring. I think it's just, you know, it's just amazing when people are able to tap into their spirit, when they're able to tap into their guide. And Barbara is an intuitive consultant and mentor who helps people in their business and their personal lives to gain inspiration, clarity, and direction about their life path and where that might lead them. Barbara has a background in education, working with students from ages 5 to 70. Barbara's subjects range from learning and behavior to English as a second language. We're going to talk to her about all things Barbara Callan. She just came back from a fantastic trip to Bali. I want to know what's going on in Bali. Everybody I talk to is going to Bali. We're going to talk to her about her goals, her aspirations, her dreams. You know, just what is her aha moment? So without any further interruptions, let's welcome our guest today, Barbara Callan. Hello, Barbara. How are you, beautiful?
Well, I've got this. I've got a snap to yours. I've got a hello brain as well. Looks like mine's not yellow.
Look at that. With that striking silver hair, honey, I said the yellow card just would not do. Barbara needs a white card.
Well, you're snap with that.
Well, this is beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for being here with me and the Brains on the Edge, Barbara. How are you today?
I'm really, really well. Thank you so much. I did bring back from Bali a small souvenir, which was a little upset stomach virus thing, but it's passing through. I'm taking all my things, and I've been working today with clients, and always when I'm working energetically, I pull through energy, and that's very healing. So,
Well, Barbara, I want to ask you about that because I'm a traveler, and every single time I travel, that little bug gets in my stomach. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I don't drink the water, if I brush my teeth with bottled water. What is it? And are you a little concerned, and I say this with respect and love, that you might contract something? You know, third world countries, it's very difficult to, you know, sterilize things. Their food is different, the way that they prepare, the refrigeration, all of that. Doesn't that concern you when you do traveling like that?
Well, I take several things with me. So, of course, I take my own energy with me. Mm-hmm. I always meditate every day, which raises my vibration. I have the feeling, the thought, and the understanding that every disease or unwellness that we carry has a certain energy. So if you can raise your energy above that, then perhaps it doesn't affect you as much as it should or would. Now, I took several vibrational sprays with me that I often use. One of them is for jet lag. It brings all your etheric bodies, so the bodies of energy that are around us, it brings all of those back at the same time. You put a drop in your hand, wave it through your energy field, and boom, you're back.
Really?
So that's my number one. And number two...
Tell me offline when to get that, girl.
I certainly will. The second one is colloidal silver. So colloidal silver is antimicrobial, antifungal, anti-mold, anti-parasitic. If you take a few drops of that in your water, it just means that you're not going to pick up any of that stuff. So because I was running a workshop, I needed to be right on my game. I wasn't quite prepared for 100% humidity.
which
did knock me out a bit, but again, I'd taken hydrating stuff with me. So I feel into it, how's it going to be, and then I just go prepared.
Okay, so you go prepared to do what, Barbara? What do you do?
Ah, good question. I'm glad you asked. I have, from a background in education and teaching, I have morphed myself into So I'm still teaching, I guess. One of the things I did do quite a few years, or maybe about 10 years ago, I went to the Middle East and I worked in Doha for 9 months, writing and running workshops for Arabic speaking English teachers. And for someone who'd never run a workshop in my life, had never never even used PowerPoint, I became really adept at standing on my feet and running a workshop for 4 hours. So I have put that together with the work that I do now. So everything that I've learned, I now share with people, all the things that I can do energetically. And I'm always a why not person. Like, I'll experiment with something. Somebody wants me to, I can feel into somebody's energy on the other side of the world. And I didn't know I could do that. Somebody just messaged me, can you help me? And I was, of course I can. Let me take, give me a minute and I'll tune in, which I did. And boom, I was right there and I was able to help them. And so I went, oh, wow, that's, look, I can do that. So I very much think always, I'm just the vehicle. I'm not actually doing it. And I, so therefore, as I'm the vehicle, I want to keep myself clean and clear as much as possible.
You say energetically. Mm-hmm. A lot of people out there saying they're connecting with energy. Mm-hmm. How did you realize that you had this ability to connect with source energy? And who's pouring into you to keep your skills sharp?
I love that question. That's a great question. Well, when I was in my teaching capacity, I worked at a facility for profoundly handicapped children. And someone donated a massage table to this facility and nobody there could massage. So I said, oh, I'll go and learn. So I learned to massage. So that was the beginning of my journeys around healing, etc. So I learned to massage, but then I also learned to do something called polarity therapy, where you work with your hands just above the body, just above the skin. So you're not touching, but you begin to be able to sense whether there's a disruption in the flow of energy. It'll feel hot or cold or sticky or slow. Mm. And then I could just hold my hands there and feel it come back into flow. So nobody showed me. It was just like, look, I can do this. And so then somebody asked me, could I do something by Skype? And I thought, well, it's got to be the same as just doing it with my hands. Let me see if I can just do it energetically. And so I could. I could create a shift. It's I never ceased to be amazed, but I know that that's an ability that I have. So where do I?
No, I'm saying, so, you know, you have a child that's, you know, 5 to 8 years old. Mm-hmm. They're very rambunctious. They're very anxious. They are disruptive. You know, how do you tune into that energy?
So what I'll answer to that is, I have a friend, a woman who is in my networking group, and she knows I do this work. I've done some work with her. She has a daughter who's autistic and nonverbal, who's about, I think she was about 6 or 7 at the time. It was last year. And she messaged me and said, help. Imogen is just climbing the walls. I can't do anything with her. So I said, let's have an appointment. Come on Skype, because she was, you know, about 80 kilometers away. Come on Skype. And I said, I want you to surrogate for her. So I said, put her in your heart. I said, she said, I can't get her to sit still. I said, put her in your heart. And I said, I will balance her. So I tune into the mother, and through the mother, I get the daughter. And then what I did was run her chakras or energy centers, right, find when something was out of balance. And really, just by holding my energy and focus on there, I can feel like I could with my hands. I feel the energy begin to flow again and for it to come back in balance. And the most amazing thing was that there was a little knock at the door when I'd finished. And there was Imogen, completely calm. Mm. And she came and sat on her mother's knee in front of the camera, because we were on Skype. And Sandy whispered in her ear, and she looked straight at the camera and she said, thank you, Barbara. And she's nonverbal. So it was like, that was the greatest, you know, I mean.
Oh, I know. That is an aha moment. That's what you said. It's the light bulb moment. It's the light bulb
moment. It is. That's work of the heart, you know. Yes. That's just Blissful. It's really blissful. Yeah.
How do you clean yourself? Because when you're doing energy work, you're taking on the energy, the mindset, the power, the control, the disease of the person that you're working with. Mm-hmm. How do you make sure that your self is clear and that you're in a good space so that you feel good, remain energetic, and are able to be free and clear for your next client?
I think that's a great, that's a really good question. And I have learned by trial and error how to do that. Mm-hmm. So for me, I always work with the power of love. And so what I do before I begin to work with anyone, before I've begun to do with this, I connect up. So I connect to source energy going up and through the layers and right up. And there's an extension cord for me, and I just plug into that and then pull down that energy. So I'm always using highest frequency, source light, God light, whatever you want to call it. I'm always using that. Wow. I don't have any specific guides that I work with. I really just go straight for the top, plug in there. So that energy, so before and afterwards, keeps me clear. So I also, when I'm working with the energy of love, it's such a frequency. So I put that into every cell of my body. And I also put it out into my field. I just breathe it out. So it's about that wide in my field. Now, anything, I've set my boundaries, my borders, my sovereignty, and I've said nothing can come in here unless it's a match to this or greater. Wow. So unless something is having the frequency of love, quite literally, it's going to slide off like Teflon.
Right, right, right. So now you have adults that you're working with.
It's yes, I do.
A whole different energy, because there is a lot of preconceived ideas. There's a lot of judgment. There's a lot of neuro-linguistic programming that's not all that good. It's negative. So how do you channel and work with an adult versus a child? I'm sure it's a little bit different.
Yes and no, quite interestingly. So when I, like the man I was working with just previously, didn't know too much about what I did, but somebody has said, you need to speak to this person, and he just trusted. But I could feel that his energy was slightly skeptical. So I said to him, do me two things. And I couldn't see him. We were just on the phone. Do two things for me. Drop into your heart space. Think about those that you love. And I want you to stay there. I said, that's going to open the energy for me. So the minute I did that and I connected in with his space, and I began to see and feel what was in his space and talk that. When I'd finished doing that, which is about 15 minutes, or so, I think it was about 20 minutes, and I sort of came out of that and I said, so tell me how you are now. And he said, well, I feel amazing. And I said, yes, because I've been in your field.
tell the truth. You said, I have just raised your frequency, friend.
Exactly, exactly. So, but the thing was that there was everything that I said, he said, you were just spot on with all of that stuff. So I wouldn't have worded it like that, but you obviously, I use my own languaging because it comes through my brain. Mm-hmm. So when I'm pulling through messages, when I'm working energetically, it always comes. So it's not like I've fallen into trance or okay, I'm using a different language. The languaging is mine coming through my brain. Okay. So, yes, that's I used to do the other kind of channeling, but mostly it's this kind that happens now.
Mm. Okay, so now you go to great exotic places around the world. Again, we were talking a little bit about Bali. What is it about Bali? I've talked to 6 or 7 of my clients that have been there on retreats, preparing a retreat. What is the spirit? What is the energy? What is the connectivity to source energy there in Bali?
Look, I think that's absolutely, it's great. So what Bali sits on an intersection of two ley lines. Ley lines are lines of energy that run, they're not tectonic plates, they're lines of energy that run around the world. Now, when two of them cross, they create a power spot. So we know about spaces that are energetically charged,
like vortexes, right?
Exactly, vortex. Exactly. So Bali is one of those places. So it also, being that sort of place, it will magnify whatever you are holding. So it's quite black and white. There are some people there that don't play very well, and there are some people there that are very spiritual. Beautiful Balinese people are so soft, so gentle, so spiritual. So they hold a beautiful energy. So in order to do a retreat there, it's going to magnify whatever process, it assists the processes that you are using. So for this retreat that I've just come back for, I was showing people how to work energetically. I was showing them how to create their field of energy and how to fill up a room, how to set up a meeting, how to preset a phone conversation, how to do all of this stuff. And it was only 5 days, but, you know, I had men in tears just saying, the shift that I've had here is extraordinary. So it's like everything is accessible, everything's up for grabs, and for even for myself as well. So I did the last one in June. So this is not even, 4 months ago. But even after June, my expansion energetically after that was huge. So I've gone to another level even now. So right. I will go back there and do more work there. And there are so many beautiful people there.
Let me ask you a little bit about the culture there. Now, as far as religious doctrine, isn't that a large Buddhist and Muslim?
There is Muslim, and I did go past a call to prayer. But it's also, I believe, more Hindu than Buddhist, I feel. The religious aspect is threaded through everything that they do. You know, at this, we stayed at some villas and we had a chef in to cook on a couple of nights, and he puts down little prayer offerings on the stove, on the ground outside the kitchen. You know, it's there, the little prayer offerings are little flowers and rice and whatever. They're on people's motor scooters, they're outside their houses. You know, it's just that type of, it's a lot like you could forget it. And they're always celebrating something.
Wow. Well, I think that's really fascinating. I want to go back to something else that you said, you know, relationships and how people treat one another. When I was in Australia, I had an opportunity to meet with some young people. I won the trip to Australia with Ellen DeGeneres. So it was great. But I understand that there's a strong culture of bullying there. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really realize that. I thought, you know, Australians was doing something else. I had no idea. So as far as children and adults, can you give us some encouragement or some positive things that we can do to avoid that and to avoid that stress in our lives with our children and as adults?
Absolutely. So I think, you know, whatever we see and pay attention to, we'll get more of. So because I'm focused on positive things and I see a lot of light everywhere. So yes, there is an underbelly here. I would agree to that, but I don't focus on that. Now, anything that's to do with bullying, bullied people or bullies always feel powerless. They're trying to find power. Mm-hmm. And so finding small ways, I love this example. I remember teaching a class and there was a really manky, I was only in there for a day, manky teenage kids, mixed class. And this boy came in and he had his cap on and pulled down low. Mm-hmm. And I just said to him, please take that off. And he just stared at me. And I said to him, my desk or your bag. So I gave him choice so he didn't lose power. Right. He didn't lose face. So he took it off and put it in his bag. So I got what I wanted, but he doesn't lose face because he had choice.
Right.
So I think always offering choice is a good way through this. I have also seen people who are bullies. There's always a softer side to them. They're always trying to, so it's trying to find that softer side. So seeing them with younger children can be like, you will see them soften because they have no need to be the bully with somebody that they are already bigger than.
Right. Or with animals.
With animals, absolutely.
Animal softens them as well. Or, you know, or the elderly.
Absolutely. So any of those where they're with somebody who's already vulnerable, they don't need to display those bullying behaviors.
So tell us a little bit about your retreats and some of the magical things that happen there.
Okay, so the retreats, so the second one, so I've called it Awakening Your Divine Magnetism. So really how to magnetize and become magnetic in your life. I feel that if we're pushing to get something done, if we're reaching for stuff, we're efforting. If we're efforting, we've got it wrong. We really need to stand still and magnetize it into our lives. So when you can go to the end point, find the thing that you want to create, envisage it, but actually feel the find and feel the vibration of it. So vibration, I'm talking about a frequency, like a radio frequency. So I talked about love as being a frequency. So the thing that you want, so perhaps it's your business, several people, everybody ended up working on a project and they co-created with a partner. So after they'd learnt these skills, that was the last thing that we did. So meditating together with their partner to raise their vibration and then beginning to speak. And in the middle, I'd created for each of them an essence, which is a vibrational essence, ready to receive an intention. And their intention was their project. And so they put that in between them. The first person whose project it was began to speak about their project, the end point, what it looked like, what they felt like. Right. And their partner was sitting with their eyes shut, visioning for them. And then they began to say, yes, and I see it, and it's like this. So now we have got the vision multiplied. And mm-hmm. that then energy goes into that little essence in the middle of that, because they set intention before they began. So the power of intention, right. I always think.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer in the power of intention. I set my intention and I read intentions too. You know, what is someone's, again, you're going to have disagreements with people. You're going to have agreements with people, but I look at the underlying intention. What could that person possibly have been thinking? They couldn't have been that stupid. I'll say that. Or maybe, you know, they're super brilliant. But what is the thought behind what they're doing? It's not necessarily your actions, brains, because folks talk a good game. You know, they'll jaw-jack all day long. And really what they're saying is not really what they mean. So give people the benefit of the doubt, but also consider the source. You know your relationship with people. You know how they operate. You know how you operate. You know how you receive things. Edit and filter, process it, and work with great people like Barbara Callen. Barbara, please tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they want to do some more work, if they're coming to Australia, or if they want information on your retreat and what goes on in Bali.
That'd be lovely. So I have a website, which is www, of course, Barbara Callen, CALLAN.com. And you just find me on there. I'm on WhatsApp. I'm on many different things. or you can find me on Facebook on BarbaraCallen.com. Lots of different ways. And I look forward to meeting and working with anybody and everybody. Well, and finding the energetic fit.
Well, come on to San Diego and we've got the Chopra Center here. We've got the beautiful meditation garden. You got me. You got my brains. Come on to California. We'd love to see you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I might even consider that. Look out.
Yeah, again, we can always have a retreat here, because no matter where you are on the planet, you can catch wonderful people like Barbara Callen. You can catch everything that you need right here on The Edge. Thank you so much. Brains, go back, listen to other edgy conversations. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on Spotify. We're on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, iTunes, Blog Talk. We're just all over the planet, and we are sending out a frequency, okay? A frequency of love, connectivity, synergy to elevate you. Thank you so much, Barbara Callen. And you come back and visit me again, okay? Whether virtually or physically, okay?
Super. Thank you so much, April. What a pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.